you know, the intelligence community is disturbed that a lot of its sources of information, electronic information, are going dark because there's better encryption software. People are becoming more clever about sending emails. They don't have the kind of wiretapping, which is an archaic term now, capabilities that they used to have. And there is apparently discussion within the administration about building in surveillance capabilities or access by the government to service providers so that the government can surveil, messages or persons of interest, especially when it relates to terrorism. And there's a lot of nervousness about this, because if you build in these back doors, then back doors can always be found. They can always be exploited. And what you think is private now no longer is. And that's one major concern. And then on the legislative side, there's concern that if there's a massive cyber attack, we're all vulnerable, all our systems go down. And so there's a proposal to put legislation together to give the president the ability to essentially establish a kill switch to turn off the internet if there were a massive cyber attack. And that's another thing that's being debated at the moment.
We saw that draft bill come out in June from Senators Joseph Lieberman and Susan Collins, providing DHS pretty broad authority.
That's right.
So obviously the jury is still out on a lot of this. To what extent have officials at DHS and DOD weighed in on what they'd like to see? I imagine that would have a fairly significant impact on the argument.
Well, certainly. Well, right now it's an intra-administration discussion. We haven't seen the proposal. We haven't seen any regulations posted in Federal Register. But there is a discussion, and there's a lot of nervousness on the part of privacy advocates that giving the government this kind of capability, you know, opens up the door to all sorts of both abuses and vulnerability. Who knows who will be surveilling whose messages? You assume your messages are private, and here they want, you know, the administration to be able to talk specifically to service providers. If people who advocate this kind of accessibility are arguing that, you know, it just gives the administration the ability to go to a service provider should this kind of surveillance be necessary, and be able to tap into messages that they want to check. And then those, you know, people who feel that the messages are truly private and should be private in all cases are opposing this. But we haven't seen regulations out there or proposed regulations out there to actually debate at this point.
I was wondering if you might have some thoughts as to whether or not it's even technically possible for that kind of kill switch to be put in place as called for by the Lieberman-Collins cybersecurity bill that would allow the White House or any federal entity to actually pull the plug on the internet in the case of an attack.
It is a very interesting question. You know, the internet was developed to maintain communications in the event of a nuclear war. So it's, you know, decentralized. It's a network rather than pipes, as Senator Stevens so famously said. And it is an interesting question whether such a thing as a kill switch can be done. I don't know whether it can. I'm not that technically adept. But what the legislation does is give the president the authority to do this. You know, it's not a technical fix. Now, there are people who argue that the 1934 Communications Act already gives the president the capability to do this. One thing I can tell you this, that when it comes to cell phone communications, in the event of an emergency, those can and probably will be switched off. And what they want to do is open up the airwaves only to first responders and official traffic. For those of us who remember 9/11, the cell phones couldn't function because there was such heavy traffic. So there is a kill switch on cellular communication that already exists. Questionable whether it can also apply to the internet.